This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this morning, thanks to the Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, that sales of new single-family homes, that is, homes that have just been built, to be clear, those sales were way up in September, 759,000 of those sales, 12% more than in August, 34% more than a year ago. And with so few existing homes for sale, used homes is another way to think about that. A whole lot of prospective buyers are looking at new construction, and builders are offering incentives to help close the deal, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
At the end of last year, Clark Ivory was getting really concerned about his business. He's CEO of Ivory Homes, a building company in Utah. When interest rates spiked,
we just saw traffic go to almost nothing and sales really dried up.
Now, though, they're in a much better position.
We sort of found our footing. We figured out what we needed to do to buy down interest rates to make it still affordable for people.
Today, they're able to offer mortgage rates around 6 or 6.5%, much better than 8. Allie Wolf at the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda says a lot of home builders are working with lenders to offer lower mortgage rates or offering money toward closing costs or other incentives.
Builders will say, hey, we have $50,000, for example, and we will let you use this $50,000 however you want.
A lower mortgage rate or closing costs, maybe a fancier kitchen. Clint Mitchell, a builder in Indianapolis, says his company, Estridge Homes, just started offering incentives in the last month as mortgage rates got closer to 8%. They're also doing buy downs, but only on some of their homes, ones that are already done. And he says it's bringing people in.
We haven't had very many that actually have taken the incentive that we've been offering because they've chosen to build, but it has caught people's attention.
Not all builders are able to buy down mortgage rates, says Logan Motoshami at Housing Wire.
Smaller builders don't have the money that the big publicly traded builders have. They can't offer the buy downs. They don't have the profit margins to do so.
But for those that can, like Clark Ivory in Utah, it makes financial sense. On a $500,000 loan,
typically we're spending $25,000 to $30,000 to get rates where we want them to be, but it's far better to do that than it is to discount $80,000 to $90,000, which is what you'd have to do to get the same payment.
And it's definitely better than not selling the home at all. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.